I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that over 21 million Americans have a substance use problem, yet less than 20% of these individuals receive treatment. To talk about a program to train health professionals to provide substance use screening is Dr. Gigi Smith. She's an associate professor and associate dean for academics in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Smith, tell us about this training program.
This training program is a public health intervention. It was started in the 1980s, and it is called Screening, Brief Intervention, and Referral to Treatment. And this program is for persons who have problems with substance use or at risk for substance use, or they might be having problems with addiction. And this program was started with a training grant from SAMHSA, and we will continue because our students need this education. There has been a training and education deficit in this area for students in healthcare provider programs.
And this program is actually training nursing students and medical students to really incorporate this into their future work in the medical field?
That's correct. This program was taken on by both the College of Nursing and the College of Medicine to train both registered nursing students who are going to be RNs in the hospital or in the clinic, as well as nurse practitioner students who work in clinics and sometimes hospitals too, as well as soon-to-be physicians.
Is part of this training that you're talking about related to communication to try and gather some good, solid information from each patient?
Absolutely. Being able to talk about substance use issues if somebody's at risk or has an addiction problem, in our society, there's been a barrier to that, to talking about those things, but it's a part of health. And we need healthcare providers who don't just check blood pressure and weight, but also talk about other aspects of persons' lives to make sure that they have best health outcomes and quality of life. And so making sure that we screen for substance use, that we intervene if there's a substance use issue, is very important to try to help both persons, families, and communities be able to thrive and do well.
Dr. Smith, what does this training really look like for the nursing students and medical students?
It's more comprehensive than just teaching people about substance use disorders and what they are. It's actually providing the tools and the skills needed to evaluate a person for these types of problems, and also the interventions that are needed to help that primary care provider help their patient receive the care needed. So there are things besides screening surveys that a primary care provider will use to figure out if somebody's at risk or has an addiction problem. There's techniques like motivational interviewing, which actually we use for many different health issues, from losing weight to quitting smoking. It's where a patient works with the primary care provider to decide, what can I do to help my health and what are the steps I need to take? And the primary care provider works through that with them.
And for the nursing and medical students, are they working with real people as part of this training?
Yes, they can work with one another when they're learning how to use the screening surveys, but we do use standardized patients at MUSC for simulation to try to have the student experience what it would be like in real life, real time, prior to them being in the clinic. And then, of course, in the clinic situation where students are working with preceptors, we encourage them to continue to do that screening.
Dr. Smith, thanks for providing this information about training health professionals to screen for substance use.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.